Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it may be. Welcome back to another episode of Positivity Spartans. It's your boy Isaiah Hubbard back again with my co-host, of course, Eric Lane and Sir Majestic of the House of James. Yeah, I got it today, bro. I got it today. We joined today by a special guest, man, Delvin Bailey. We're going to talk about some investments today. We were chopping it up before the episode started, and we are definitely going to bring you some heat. So Delvin, man, what's up? Talk to us, man. Where you from? And what is it that you do, man? Give us some info on yourself.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, world? Lovely day, you know, positive vibes only. I hail from Chicago, been in the Army 17 years. Man, I started this investment journey about 2 years ago, man. So what it is that I do, first and foremost, I trade stocks. The tools that I use are Webull, Thinkorswim, and Robinhood. I also do Acorns. I also do Digits. I also do mutual funds. And starting next week, I'm going to start doing index funds on Fidelity and Vanguard. So those are the investments that I got going on right now. Also, another important thing I want to mention is I'm going to in the process of building my credit score, of course, because I want to start going into real estate and income producing assets. So I'm aiming for like that 820, between 820 and 850 range right there.
Yes, sir. Man, yeah. we was just talking, our last episode, bro, was the importance of credit. You know what I mean? We were just talking about that because, man, when you have a good credit score, you can make some serious power moves.
Yes, sir. Credit is power, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They talking about credit?
Yeah, man. Then also, I got my brother Mike, man. I'm going to introduce him, man. He's going to introduce himself, man. Here you go.
Hey, my name is Michael Davis. I'm retired military. I've been retired for about 2 years now, a year and a half. I do it all, man, except Forex. So stocks, bonds, treasury bills, the credit, everything else besides the Forex. So that's why I'm here to learn from one of you guys how to do this Forex thing.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know what I mean? That's something I definitely just got into. Let me change Forex. And it's really opened my eyes, man, to the importance of investing. You know what I mean? Having different options, you know, putting your money in different places and having it work for you, man. And that's really why I was glad that we could get y'all on the podcast, man, because, you know, any information I get, I love to share with the people, man, because, you know, knowledge is power. I mean, health, wealth, and knowledge, baby. You know what I mean? Those are three major keys to success right there.
So can I, let me ask, is there anybody that right now that's in a bad predicament or a situation with their credit right now?
I will tell you, my credit is not where I want it to be.
All right, that's too easy. That's all enough said. So check it out. So if you take $1,000, $500 to $1,000 to your bank and open up a secure loan, get a secure credit card, but it's your money that you're using. Okay. Once you pay that money back, what it's doing over the course of time, over the 6 months to the year, the course of time, they send their reports to the credit bureau every 3 to 6 months. So now, if you're making your payments, your credit is getting boosted by having that secure credit card. It's your money. Once you pay it off, they're gonna give you your money back. And also, you can have somebody that's got 800 credit score, have them add you to their credit and keep paying their bills. Not give you a card to their account, to their credit line, and just rip it up, cut it up, and then as they pay their bills, your credit score will continue to increase.
Mike, can you explain the difference between secured and unsecured credit cards, please?
Yes. Unsecured is pretty much you borrowing money from the bank. Pretty much you borrowing money from the person that's giving it to you. Like you have American Airlines will send you a credit card. You got Macy's that'll send you a credit card. That's unsecured. Secure is you know that this is your money. So whatever you spend your money. In order to get your credit to the point where you want it, you have to pay yourself back. I would rather pay myself back than pay a Macy's or American Airlines.
Absolutely.
Okay. So for someone with bad credit, who do you recommend they suggest? Or what are some credit card companies you suggest?
Man, I got a list of them. If you can send him your email or your text, man, I'll send you the whole list of credit cards that's actually out there to facilitate you to getting a better credit score.
So when you say bad credit, so what's the reason for the bad credit? Like,
So, you know, like a lot of my soldiers, hypothetically speaking, they have bad credit because they're young. They don't have any credit. And I know a lot of people in the black community, they'll apply for credit cards, but because they have no credit, they may not get accepted.
Right.
So with with the ones with no credit, man, that's the strategy I just gave about having that person have someone with a nice credit score, add them as a credit card user to their credit line, but don't give them an actual credit card. But as you pay your credit card bills, their credit will increase as well as yours.
Okay.
So
that's one way. Or you could sell. What I did back in the day was I started off with like small loans, like around $300-$400, and I paid them back over the course of 6 months just to jumpstart my credit. And you know, also being in the Army, we're pre-approved for a lot of cars or whatever. So like, I'm not saying go out there and get a car, but this is just some of the ways that I started building my credit. Then eventually I got into like the credit cards. And it's also important for them to understand like the utilization rate. Don't go over 10%. 30%. Yeah, 10 to 30% of your credit card. And I'm sure you already know because we talked about credit cards when we was in Italy a couple months ago. So, yeah, it's a lot of ways. So, also what I recommend too, bro, it's a group on Facebook called Road to 750 Plus. I could send you the link, and they can start adding their sales to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah, it puts like a lot of valuable information on building your credit. So there's an app out there that I also use. It's called the self app.
Yeah.
And I could send that to you too. Send that to you all also, and it helps build your credit.
Half your money back instead of a year for paying it. But also, are you anyone of you guys in the market for a new vehicle?
Ooh, nah, I just paid mine off, man. So
So what is your dream car that you want? Once you build your credit, I would recommend you not buy another car. I would recommend leasing. Leasing a car gives you access to the vehicle, but it also, any type of maintenance that needs to be done is on that factory, it's on that company to fix that. All you gotta do is pay for your mileage in advance. Like you pay for 3,000 miles. Or 100,000 miles in advance, and then say you want to do lease to own, and then at the time your contract is up, you can take it back. Say I want to buy this, and now there's a used vehicle. The price of the vehicle went down just because the price of the vehicle depreciates when you take the car off the lot when you get a registration. That's why I would recommend leasing a vehicle after you have one that you personally own, just in case you don't want to lease no more. But leasing a vehicle actually boosts your credit as well.
Really? Okay.
Plus, you can get a new car every 3 years. That's one of the pluses.
Yeah. Now, in order to lease, you have to put down a bigger down payment.
With the leasing, you got to have a credit score of at least 620 or above.
Got you. Okay. See, I didn't know that. I mean, I had known leasing, you know, was a better option when it came to vehicles because, of course, vehicles depreciate at a faster rate than almost anything else.
Facts.
But, you know, I didn't know it was that clutch. Yeah, man, so that's definitely clutch. Something.
That's why them celebrities be doing that shit, man. They don't want to buy them cars.
Right. And, you know, now that I think about it, man, you know, I be Uber driving. You know, if I leased an SUV, now I can charge more for the Uber rides. And now, boom, I'm even making more money in my personal aspect.
Hey, man, look, that's why we here, brother. We finna get all this money. We finna get together and get right.
Absolutely, yeah, man. Look, dropping gems already, man. I love this.
So I got a question.
So I was always told that hold on,
myself. What was you about to say?
So for the,
oh my bad,
so
bro.
When you add someone, say someone with an 800 credit score, add someone else onto theirs. Does that depreciate their credit score?
No, sir. It has no effect on that person's credit when they add a person. Like that's all I've been doing. I have people pay me $500 just to add them to one of my credit cards, and I take that $500 and I pay on that credit card. But the most thing about a credit card is credit history. You want to make sure your credit history is up to par. So that credit card that you had the longest, you want to make sure you keep that active, and you want to make sure you keep it under 30%.
Okay.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Got you.
Yeah, like at least 10 to 30% on utilization rate. So if your credit card balance is – if your credit limit is $1,000, you don't want to go over like at least $100. You want to keep 100 at 10% because what that does is credit – like I tell people, credit, all that does is just show lenders, shows banks that you are responsible. So the lower your credit score is, you're not responsible. When your credit score is a 750, 800, that just shows lenders like, hey, this guy is responsible. So we don't mind loaning him money because we know that we're going to get our money back.
Right.
So you just got to be responsible with the whole credit situation, man.
And yeah. Plus, this is one caveat to what he just said. You want to do what he was just talking about, but at the same time, you want to, like, let's say if you use your credit card. Most people don't do this. They go spend. They got a $20,000 credit card. They spend $500 on it, and they want to go pay the minimum. If you spend $500 on that credit card, you want to at least pay $300 on that credit card to keep it under $200. You see what I'm saying? You can't pay the whole $500 out of pocket, so just pay. You got $300 in cash, but you can't. You need $200 off the credit card. Pay for it with the credit card. Put that $3 that you had for yourself to pay on it, extra $300, and pay $300 off that $500. Now you're down to $200.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah, and also that goes for car loans too. So when you have a car loan, right, and you make that monthly payment, what's that doing is you're paying on the principal and you're paying on the interest rate. So like I tell people, when you're trying to pay off your car faster, you got to make principal payments because all that money goes towards the principal of the vehicle, and that's going to bring your payments down faster versus when you just make just that monthly payment. So I was making a monthly payment, and I was making a principal payment on my car when I was paying them off.
Okay.
And one more thing, I know we're hitting on this credit because a lot of brothers are messed up with the credit line.
Absolutely.
Our parents used our name and our social when we was kids, and they wasn't paying that shit. But anyway, excuse my language.
Keep it real, man. Keep it real.
Real life.
Yeah.
If you pay, like I said, you got a credit card payment. If you pay it 15 days before, pay half 15 days before it's due, and then you pay the other half 3 days before it's due, before that actual due date, man, it's gonna hit the system like you paid two times. It's gonna trigger two payments.
Yeah.
So okay. Within that 18 days, you got two payments already calculated for you.
Facts, and then that credit is showing. You know what I mean, it's showing that basically that responsibility that you can pay it.
And be careful how many times you go get your credit run, because the more you get your credit run, that just shows creditors that you're desperate and that you just want to go get some shit just to have some.
Right. Right. Because, we talked about those hard and soft inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hard and soft.
Now, once you establish the credit score, man, so... For the sake of, you know, continuing the conversation, what's an ideal credit score?
Man, I'm going to be honest, man. Ideal credit score for me is an 800 and above, man.
800 and above? Absolutely.
Yeah, really? I would caveat to that because for the simple fact, everybody's not in a position to hit an 800. So right. Everything is done in levels. So if you had a 6, if you had a 600, your next goal should be like 630 to 650.
Okay.
If you're at 650, your next goal should be 700. So try not to get nothing ran in your name and try not to get no inquiries done. And try not to use, when you use your credit card, try to pay more than what you use.
Right.
Yeah. Be realistic and set tangible goals.
Gotcha.
Attainable goals.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So, all right. So now we have the credit score. We established the credit score. Now, what's the next step? You know, so the investing. You know, I want to get people thinking about, you know, putting their money in the correct places, you know, and having their money work for them. Now, I know you said you work with a lot of different apps and you have a lot of different platforms. What would you suggest as like a first investment for beginners?
Hey, yo, you legendary Hub that's talking?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Hub. Hey, you said the next step. This is just my recommendation. What kind of shoes do you have on right now?
I got some Nike slides on.
Right, you got Nike slides on, so you believe in Nike. You believe in their product.
Right.
So why not put money behind that product? Instead of giving them your money every time you go buy Nike, why not give yourself that money? Because now you're boosting their stock by holding their stock, and they're paying you dividends, and you're going out there and buying their supplies. Why not get something on the back end for buying their supplies?
Okay. Gotcha.
Now you own part of their company.
Gotcha.
That's how I base my life on. Like, if I drink something, I go find the vodka or the Hennessy or whatever that covers that blend. If I like a restaurant, Olive Garden or anything like that, I go invest in those because I know for a fact it's a good product. People like it, and it's going to be around for years to come.
Right.
Yeah. See, the thing is, man, people, see, we live in an era where materialistic things, you know, it runs through people's minds and that controls them. So, like, see, me and my brother, like, we always sit down, bro. We plan out 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years out. And that's how you should, like, focus your investing on. You got your vision board, your goals,
right.
What you trying to reach. Because, like, the first 4 months of 2020, my goal was, all right, I'm about to pay off two loans, and I'm going to save $20,000. I'm going to set up my I'm going to get with a financial advisor, set up my my whole life insurance and my mutual funds. Also, speaking of that, do y'all have term life or whole life insurance?
Explain the difference.
All right. I can't really explain the difference in detail because I'm still learning. So whole life, right? Well, when you're paying your term life insurance, is not generating any cash value.
Okay.
So you can't take out any loans against your your life insurance. So when you have whole life insurance, and this is what I'm learning, you're your own banking system. So every month you make a payment on your whole life insurance, you're generating cash value. So I have two whole life insurance that I pay $900 a month. So on my one, I pay the $500, I think. About $250 to $300 goes to cash value. So if I need to take out any money, I won't get it's tax deferred. So right, I generate 4% to 6% interest and dividends on my whole life insurance. Right. So you know, anytime you make money, right, you get taxed by the IRS. But when you're making money in your whole life insurance, it's tax deferred. So you could take that money out without penalized. Yeah, without penalties.
Okay, that's crazy.
I'll send y'all the link to the videos. Be watching, man. Yeah.
So you said that's whole versus term life insurance policies?
Man, get rid of term life. You need whole life.
Term life will say, hey man, at 65, we gonna drop your ass.
Whole life for your whole life.
Whole life is every day you breathe.
Straight up.
Every day you breathing, your kids can get that money, or you can get that money. If your kids want to go to college, you can take that money out against your whole life and put that down payment towards their college fund.
Okay.
And what else? I want to say something else, man. I don't want to get too off track. I want to stay on top of what he's trying to go with it. It's his podcast.
No, you good, man. You're spreading knowledge, man. Slow, yeah. Man.
It's a free flowing conversation.
Yeah, continue to drop the knowledge, man, because you bringing it, man. So basically, whole life insurance is basically like it's an investment on your life.
It's an investment on your life.
That generates cash value, and you could take out loans against your whole life insurance policy.
So right now, the platform we're using is New York Life. If you ever Google New York Life, they've been around for a minute, but you know what I mean? They have a history of putting insurance on slaves back in the day.
Okay.
But if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. You know what I mean? Only way you can help your people is if you have some type of financial gain to where you
right.
get money out. I'm not finna go out there and shoot anybody, like, you know what I'm saying, for Black Lives Matter, but I can donate money.
Right. Yeah, I mean, put the money in the right place. Donate to the cause.
But what I wanted to tell you guys is, you see all the construction being done on the streets and the roads and stuff.
Oh yeah, all up I-35.
So check this out. I just did all the research, and I'm doing it currently right now. I do what's called treasury bills through Treasury Direct. I loan the city money to build these roads, and they pay me back. And with interest, with dividends. And so what I do is, whatever money I loan to the state, to the city or the state, is reoccurring. So every time they pay me back with dividends, it goes back to them as a loan. It's self-automatic. It goes back to them as a loan. And all I'm collecting is dividends off these people making these streets and this stuff. It's called Treasury Direct. And you can do treasury bills and treasury bonds on Treasury.
So you can loan any amount? Pretty much,
you can loan any amount that you can afford to give them, and they will take it. And then what they would do is they will utilize your money to get that project done. They will send you your money back with interest, and all you gotta do, you can set it up on Treasury Direct to where it's, hey, look, this $600 is designated for any project that's done in the state of Texas. So that money is keep recurring. As it keep recurring, you're going to get dividends off. Every time they use your money, they're going to take, you're going to get dividends. So, and when you want to stop it, you can stop it whenever you want.
Is that taxable?
What'd you say, bro?
I said the taxable income, the money that you get back in dividends.
The money that you get back in dividends, is it taxable? You know the government got to get something, but at the same time, man, you got to see that you're not losing your 600. You getting 200 to 300 off your 600 or off your 1,000. They may tax it maybe 10%, and if they tax it 10%, you still winning because you're getting your actual money back and then some.
And that's monthly.
Okay.
Huh?
And it's a monthly reoccurring. You said
it's monthly. Like you can set it up from 3 to 6 weeks, or you can set it up from 6 to 8 weeks, or you can set it up however you want. When you go on the site, it's called Treasury Direct. Once you go on there, it's gonna break everything down to you. It's gonna show you what bonds mean, what Treasury bills mean, what this mean, and you just figure out what works best for you and your
family.
Okay.
Okay.
I got two
questions. Well, it's more like one. How do we change the stigma, or I guess you can say more so get the younger generation more involved into stocks? Because I know, like, growing up, no one ever taught me about stocks. I never knew anything about stocks until I met
Deke. Man, bro, how you playing, like, you know, bro, in order to change this? So that's a challenging task, bro. But in order to change the stigma, bro, You have to start somewhere. So, you know, when you start somewhere, you have to have a leader, a teacher, a mentor that's going to put the information out there. And then in order to be an effective teacher, you got to have followers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
leaders don't require followers. Followers require leaders.
Yeah, true.
Oh, man. That's a gem right there.
Yeah, man, keep that. All right, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a leader. I'm not going out there to follow no leader, another leader. I'm following myself, and I want people to follow me. So, hey, to ask your question, big brother, what I do is to select a few of the people that I got that I'm trying to reach. I send them daily updates of my account and show them, like, look, bro, I didn't leave my house. I'm still in bed, and I made $400. I didn't leave my house. I'm sitting on the toilet right now, and I made $600. You telling me that this ain't better than selling dope?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then you utilize your money to go buy your property and all that other stuff, and they're going to start to see, man, this dude must be on to something. Mm. And you're going to reap, some will and some won't. And that's how you got to accept that fact. I used to get mad when people wouldn't take my advice about stocks. And I would send them the app, and they would never sign in. Like, you could see when people sign in. And they would never sign it. I used to get mad, but I had to lower my expectation of people.
Mm-hmm.
But those same people, they hit me up and they asked me to borrow money, and I'd be like, nope, I don't loan money out.
Right.
Yeah, you tried to get it though.
Right. You tried to teach them how to fish.
I tried to teach you how to get it, but you didn't want to listen.
But you know, a lot of people lazy, so they ain't gonna put in the work to want to learn, research, and, you know, build their empire.
Hey,
man.
Now the guy that asked the question, what kind of investment are you in?
When I was in Italy, D told me about Acorns, but I haven't necessarily followed up with it.
Hey, man, you one of those guys we just talked about.
Hey, exactly. I can admit to it, but you know. That's the purpose of this conversation, to help me get back on track with it.
Hey, that's what it's. Hey, look. We ain't gonna turn our backs on nobody. We not turning our nose. but when bro came from Italy, I told him about Acorn. He was like, "What's that?" And you know, by him trusting me and knowing my due diligence, he know that I did my research on it, and I wouldn't bring nothing to the table that wasn't beneficial.
Right.
So by him trusting me, he decided to download Acorn. And this dude had like $8,000, $7,000 in there. He forgot about Acorn because it takes your change, and it takes your change and it adds up, and then invest your change into the stock market.
So you building dividends.
You building dividends. You building money that you don't know about.
But you know the real power behind Acorns, like I tell people, every month they have monthly promotions where you can get paid. So this month, they have, if you get 5 people to join, they give you $500, and you will receive that on the 15th of the following month. So August 15th, you will receive your $500. And I tested that out because I wanted to make sure. So a couple months ago, I put in 3 people. I think, and Lane, you was included, and I received my $150 the following month, man. So that's an easy way. Every time you add somebody, also you get $5, man.
Hey, look, look, we got so many apps on our phone. We got Acorn, Stash, Self. All those apps is pretty much is like an investment to where you can pull that money when you necessarily need it, bro. Right. Like the change, like you walk past pennies every day, but pennies add up to dollars. Mm-hmm. So imagine them taking your change out of your bank account and they investing your change into a stock market. Mm. You know what I mean? You're not missing that change. You just your change is making you more money without you even knowing.
Right.
Why not do that? I mean, I would.
It's basically a virtual piggy bank.
It's a penny mm-hmm. bank because right now what's happening? When you collect change inside the penny bank, you take it to one of those things and they got to take a cut.
Right.
Hey, you pour it in that machine, they're going to take about, you know, $5, $10, depending on how much money change you got.
Right.
And then the banks don't have the machine no more. Some of them don't. I know USA and Navy Federal don't. When I pull my change in there, they don't have that machine no more. And then right. if you pay attention to the world, everybody's going towards digital money. Like, a lot of stores Jeez. Talking about we don't have change. We have dollars, coin shortage. Don't have change. So, with that being said, why not have all your money in a digital currency world to where you already prepared, set up for it, and you ahead of your everybody else?
Well, I'm convinced.
Because yeah, right. what happens is, you know how you use your debit card? Acorn sends you a card, just like a debit card. You can go to any store and swipe that card when you want to use it. And use that card, and it's not a credit; it's your money that you saved over time.
Right. Now we're talking cryptocurrency. I know before we started the podcast, I'd asked you about dollars.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. See, he go back to the crypto.
Yes, absolutely, man. Because hey, I'll tell you, that's the revenue. Because man, like I had known about Bitcoin like way before anybody else was investing in Bitcoin, but I didn't trust in myself.
You're probably kicking yourself in the ass right
yes,
now.
Man. Yo, man, Bitcoin, Uber, Facebook, all of them. I could have been in like at the ground
floor. Let me ask you, So what have you heard about Dogecoin? You heard that that's the new crypto that's coming up?
Yes, I heard it's the new crypto that's coming up. I heard there's reports of it possibly hitting a dollar by 2021. And you know, the only thing I don't know is what is it used for. You know what I mean? Like, what's the application?
Well, Dogecoin actually started off as a joke with two guys. They started off as a joke.
Okay, yeah, that's what I had read.
It was more so for, like, the animal shelters and stuff like that.
Right.
But the guy who actually started, he stepped down. When he stepped down, somebody else stepped up, and they decided that we can go bigger than just playing with this. We can actually make something of it. So now they entered their IPO into the stock market, and now you could buy them. As well as Bitcoin, as well as XRP. XRP is supposed to be the next thing after Bitcoin that's supposed to be designed to blow. Reason being is because banks are transferring money between banks using XRP.
Yeah.
If you want to know where the stock market is going, you have to look at the banks because the banks mm-hmm. really stand behind everything that's being done. If the banks don't stand behind it, don't get behind it.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, that it's funny you say that because that's how I trade in the Forex market. You know, I trade with the banks.
Yeah, you gotta do what the banks do. Cause the banks got the highly trained up. They not in the business to lose. They in the business to win.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you always wanna be on the winning team.
You always wanna be on the winning team. LeBron on the team, I'm trying to be on the same team.
Man, what?
Always winning. Look, I sit on the bench. Let LeBron score all the points.
Another app y'all need to download. I don't think I told you about this one, Lane, in Italy, but it's called Digits.
Oh, Digits.
So what Digits does is,
hey, I hope y'all writing this stuff down, man. Y'all writing notes.
Trust me, taking notes too. When I go back and listen to this, I'm writing everything down, man.
I'm writing shit down right now.
Hey, so Digits is it's a savings app. So what it does is, it pulls from your account every day. So like, let's just say tomorrow, Monday, it might pull $5 from your account. Tuesday, it might pull $20 from your account. But it does this without you knowing, and over time, it builds up into your savings account. So it's two accounts. You have your savings, and then you have your credit card. Your rainy day fund. So it helps save you money because, you know, a lot of people have problems saving money.
Absolutely.
So this does it behind the scenes. So it's just secretly pulling from your account. And over time, you'll see that money building up. Like, the other month, I had, like, almost $10,000 in my digits accounts. I completely forgot about digits, bro.
Man.
Like, over the course of, like, 6 to 8 months, and then pulled out $10,000 out of my account. So I just transferred that back over, paid off a couple credit cards, watched my credit score increase, man.
Right. That's crazy. Digits, man. Yeah, I'm good. That one's getting that one's getting checked out tonight, digits.
And then every time I'm already up 600 on digits. Yeah, and then every time you send somebody your link for digits, you get $5.
Okay.
So it's so many ways to make money. See, the thing is, people be wanting to get $100,000 off the rip.
Right.
Come on, bro.
Right.
That small change add up over time.
Hey, how
man.
Many people we got in here? One, two, three, four, five.
Hey, man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so like what we was talking about early, Mr. Hub. The Suzu.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I want to get you guys involved in that, because you could take $500 and turn it into $4,000 every 21 days. Who don't want that type of money? Like, this is like, you're not doing nothing for it. You just put $500 in and you get $4,000. Well, you get $3,500 because your $500 stays in that account. And $3,500 come to your account. It comes to you however you want it. You want a Zelle, you want a Cash App. However you want it, it comes $3,500, and $5 will remain in Suzu group, to where every 21 days you will start to get $3,500.
So how does that work? Is the money just recycled within the group, or?
So look, check it out. Let me explain to you, because I had those same questions.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell was going on? And I was like, man, look. Hey, man, here. Who's here? Whatever. Let me get some whatever you got. Remy, whatever. But so I had those same problems, and I was like, man, how the fuck, so what it is, you pay your 500, you get two people to pay their 500. Now you got two people under you. Now those two people have to get, it's like a Ponzi scheme, but it's not a scheme. You're getting this actual money. And what happens is, when those two people, all that money start adding up. So every 21 days is your turn. It's your turn to receive the $4,000. And your $500 is gonna stay in, so you're gonna receive $3,500. You have one where you pay $1,400 and you receive $7,000 every 21 days. So right now, I moved up from the 100. I was doing 100, and it moved up. Every $100 I put in, it got me $800 back. So in order for me to get my people, what I did was I put my wife in, I put my son in, I put those my two people, and my wife got in. She put my other son and my daughter in. Now she got her two people.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And then once we started getting that money in, so now we able to vouch for this shit. Like, you can go tell somebody, look, bro, you need to be doing this. I'm actually receiving money from this stuff. Do it.
Okay.
If they don't believe you then it's like, well, fuck you then. You know what I mean?
Right, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I can't make this up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that. It's one of those things, you know, it sounds kind of too good to be true. You know what I mean?
But that's our people, though. That's our people.
When yeah, I say absolutely.
Our people, you know what I mean when I say our people?
Absolutely.
They're always expected. They always think somebody trying to get over. But I explain, the people I introduced this to, they know me. They know my background. They know that I'm about this money, and I'm not about my name, everything to any and everybody.
Okay.
And I'm not going to put out information that's not going to benefit you and benefit me at the same time. But I also want to benefit you to leave that. Like you said, you had a bad taste in your mouth. I want to have a good taste in your mouth when you say my name.
Gotcha.
So I do my research on all this shit before I even tell anybody about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel the same way about it, too. You know, I don't bring any investment ideas to anybody unless I've done my due diligence. You know, it's only fair.
It's only fair. That's the right way. You know what I mean? Because people, yeah. Especially during this time, it's a pandemic. It's a plandemic, actually. And a lot of people.
A plandemic. Okay. Got you.
A plandemic, man. You know, these people, they put this shit out. So tell me this. Why? Bill Gates is known for computers. Why is he into the vaccines now?
You don't have a medical degree.
Do you have a medical degree? I don't know if you have a medical degree.
Hold on, Rodney.
No, don't think so.
I don't think so. So why is he in the vaccine?
Right.
He got money.
He got money. You're right. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole thing. Like, I'm not finna be, they finna kill her. No, I know that what y'all trying to do.
That's absolutely true, real. I mean, you know, it's crazy that a lot of people look at this COVID-19 and they see it as, you know, it's definitely an unfortunate event, man, but there's a lot of opportunity out
here. Bro, you just hit it on the head, Mr. Hub, man. You just hit it on the head. Bro, I took this pandemic because I was always moving. And I was moving around, and I was exhausting myself. And at the end of the day, I asked myself, man, what did you accomplish today? Maybe one or two things, but the tiredness that I was feeling, I should have accomplished a million things. Mm-hmm. But during this pandemic, to where I was forced to sit down and actually put a plan in motion, I can actually see and calculate everything that I've done, where my money is and where my money is at and where it's supposed to be going. Man, this pandemic was the best thing to happen for me, besides the murders and the deaths and all this other
stuff. Right.
But I guarantee you, the sit down, people need that sit down. And I would recommend to you guys, man, that's listening, man, if you have time, man, meditate. Get in tune with self before you try to do anything.
Absolutely, man. We preach that all the time here on Positivity Spartans, man. You gotta be in tune with yourself, man. I wake up at 4 a.m. every day, man.
I know Lane and VA, Majestic, where you located at, bro?
I'm over in Arizona.
Arizona and Hub, when you coming back to Waco?
Oh, I'm actually I fly out tomorrow, man. So I'll be back in Texas this week.
Man, we definitely.
All right, so we're gonna link with you face to face, man.
Oh, absolutely.
What we need to do is, man, we need to plan a guys trip too, man.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm with it, bro.
Hey, bro, we took our earners and went to Dominican Republic and had a ball.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, you hanging out with D? So I already know y'all had a good time.
Hey, turn it around, Mr. Lane, because they ain't out with me. I'm the wild one.
if you wilder than D, then you wild boy.
Me and this dude, man, we pretty much raised each other, man, because we joined the army as pups, man. And how I met this dude, man, it was so wild. And I'm like, man, are you from Chicago? He's like, you from the west side? I'm like, you from the south side? He's like, yeah. And we've been brothers ever since, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. I definitely appreciate D, man. He good peeps. Always good peeps.
Lane, my brother, man. We you know what I'm saying? We go back, we hoop, we talk, man. Yeah, Lane about to have a baby.
Hold on, bro.
Too.
If you his brother, you my brother. Fuck it.
Hey, man, D always said you gotta look out for the hood, man.
Hey, man, you his brother, you my brother.
Man,
you
for real.
You anywhere around me, you need a pistol or anything, nigga, I got
an armory. hey, for real, bro. You gotta build that armory out here.
Absolutely, man.
I better be able to get to a pistol. That's what I'm trying to. That's what we ask. What city you in? Because we want to reach out. Hey, bro, I got some trouble. I need something.
Right. Absolutely. He's trying to help him, man.
I need a hideout. Duck me off somewhere. Let me lay up somewhere. And that's how we got to be with each other as brothers. We got to build. We like the modern day underground railroad with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that.
Yes, sir.
Each one help one man, sharpen man, steel sharpen steel.
Yes, sir. I like that. I might get that tatted on me.
That's not mine, man. I've been told that from many years ago.
Oh, no,
it's just stuck with me.
I've heard that before, but that's just always been in my mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if that you bring it up like that, you know what I mean? That just lets me know that it's real. That means it's not just in this circle. It's all across the world, and
it's relevant.
People receive it the same way.
Absolutely, man. You know, I'm glad you brought up an armory too, man, because that's that's another investment I feel like our people need to start taking seriously, man. Purchasing firearms to defend themselves.
Man, we just went and bought some guns this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, stock up. You need to have some self defense.
Definitely need some.
Yeah, take classes, man. All that.
That's why I don't take nothing from the army. I didn't like working for the army, but I learned a lot through the army.
Absolutely, man. I'm grateful for a lot of things the army taught me.
It was a great stepping stone, I tell you that.
For sure, man. You know, we pushed you in the right direction. And like you said, you met great people. Like, you know what I mean? You met your brother Mike. You know, met your brother, like, leaving Matt Lane. I done met Lane through the Army. You know, and now here we are, you know what I mean, talking moves. And it's the universe, man. You know, you manifest this. That's my word, you know, manifestation. Hey.
Mr. Hub, bro, they say it's lonely at the top, man. I'm just trying to bring some company, some people I love and care about.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
I don't want to think about myself, man.
We have the saying in IML, man. It's see you at the top because the bottom's too crowded.
Hey, I seen what the bottom looked like. Let's see what the top looks like.
You feel me? You feel me? I tell you, man, and that's why I'm glad we were able to have this discussion, you know, talk about some investments, you know, some ways that people can earn some extra dollars, you know, because, you know, that's all you really need, an extra couple dollars here and there, and it starts to add up, and, you know, you can build up to that financial freedom.
Facts.
It's just people don't have the knowledge, so they don't know where to put their money, so we end up, you know, going to the liquor store, end up buying bottles, you know what I mean, we end up buying the newest game system instead of, like you said, investing in Microsoft. We just over here buying, you know, mean another controller or another game system and things like that, man. So, you know, the financial knowledge as well is what I'm trying to spread because I feel like, you know, our community lacks it, man.
Yeah, man, they really do, man. I think it's all about how we grew up, man. Because, you know, man, growing up in Chicago, bro, like,
yeah.
Only thing I was taught was guns, game banging, drugs, and surviving the streets, man.
Right.
And like right. Now, I got my daughter. My daughter want to be a lawyer. She's 12. I got upstairs right now watching YouTube videos, researching. I'm teaching them about credit, investing. Cause you know, you can go to school. Man, we went to school from what five years old to about 18, and we don't use none of that knowledge, bro.
Just talk about that last
episode. Yeah, for sure, man. I'm telling you.
Bro, you can literally, I wasted 13 years of my life. You can literally take 1 year and teach your kids what they need to know to survive. And they don't even need to go to school, bro. School actually is irrelevant unless you want to be like a doctor or lawyer. You know what I'm saying? Them type of professions. But that grammar school, high school, man, my personal opinion, you don't need that shit unless you want to play sports and shit like that. But.
Right.
Man, you only use none of that knowledge, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember the last time I used the Pythagorean theorem.
I can't remember the last time what we learned in school? Art, motherfucking, all that other
extra. Right, shit, who like, Leonardo da Vinci was.
Social studies, history, I
wasn't
thing I
even...
need to learn is investments and credit, because that's corporate America, bro.
Yeah, that's America, period, man.
Yep. And matter of fact, that's the world, period, man.
Absolutely.
That's the world. Money makes the world go around.
The world. And that's what I love about the Forex market. You know, it's not just the United States. It's the world. $6 trillion market, man.
Yeah. So when you come to Texas this week, man, we'll have to meet up, have lunch, dinner, whatever, and talk about this Forex, meet face-to-face, man.
For sure, man. Build our
networking, because I definitely want to get back into learning Forex, because like I tell people, you want to be successful, you can't be one-dimensional, man. You got to have you got to be a multi-dimensional person, bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't put all your eggs in one basket.
Nope.
You know what I mean? You got to have different avenues. You got to have your money make money for you, man. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple, man. And that's why I'm glad we had this conversation.
Do y'all got like a WhatsApp group chat or whatever or something like that?
No, not at the moment. We're working on the social media page. You know what I mean? Okay. Once we have that up and running, we'll be able to put that out, you know what I mean? So we can have discussions on there.
YouTube it, man. YouTube.
Absolutely.
YouTube is the greatest invention in my mind ever, bro.
Oh, yeah. You can learn anything.
I learned so much, man. Hell, I even learned how to lay down tile in a house, bro.
Yeah. See, look. Self-sufficient DIY.
Yep.
Man, that's so clutch, man. YouTube's another one, man. Early investment. Could have had it.
Man, for real. Also, I know you don't do stocks, but Majestic, do you do stocks, bro?
So I'm using these, like, learning through these guys to know where to start, because I don't really have that much knowledge about it.
Hey, so I'm gonna tell you right now with stocks, bro. There isn't really no starting point. You just have to do research and you have to dive in it. So the most important thing about the stocks is you gotta determine how much money you want to play with. So if you got a couple hundred dollars sitting around that you don't mind losing, you can start off with that. But you know, just stocks is just buying shares into a company, man. And if the company, so stocks is driven off optimism. So if you think the company is going to do good and supply and demand, that's going to drive the stock price up. But when people start selling their shares, that's going to drive the stock price down, bro. That's basically stocks in a nutshell.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's like it's predictive.
It in a way. So like, for example, like Tesla, like the media, the news circulating around Tesla is so positive. So Tesla, I had Tesla at $200. Right now, Tesla is at $1,500. I sold off a couple months ago, which I wish I never done that shit.
Yeah,
so it's just basically driven off optimism, man. Like, the news surrounding, like, whatever company you want to invest in. It's so many different approaches. And when we sit down, bro, we can go into more detail about the stocks, man.
For sure, man. Yeah, definitely have to pick each other's brain on that, man. Because, you know, you got knowledge, I got knowledge. We can definitely, we can definitely do what we got to do. Man, I just want to let you know, man, I definitely appreciate you coming on the podcast, you know, just sharing the knowledge that you have, man, because it's been really enlightening, man. Even in this short amount of time, you know, the different avenues, you know, mean of income that you can even create for yourself.
Yep, facts.
So before facts.
How long y'all normally stay on the podcast for?
Oh man, we usually about hour episodes, 45-minute episodes. We try to keep it, you know, what I mean, short and sweet to the point. You know what I mean? So. Okay. Yeah, it's about time for us to wrap it up, man. So is there anything like you want to say to the people before we go?
Oh no, man, just positive vibes, surround yourself around winners, always have that win-win attitude, man, and just remain optimistic, man. You're gonna go through good times, you're gonna go through bad times, man. But just keep striving, keep working hard and reach your goals, man.
I couldn't have said it any better myself, man. And with that, we're going to leave y'all. Once again, I want to thank y'all so much for listening, each and every one of y'all. You know, I appreciate y'all. Keep coming back. We're going to keep dropping the content. Until then, positivity, prosperity. Peace.
Peace.